you find yourself standing in a grand entrance hall, decorated in a Middle Eastern style. Seemingly, every surface is covered in shining mosaics or intricate blue and white tiles. There's very little furniture, just some decorative vases and lanterns resting in alcoves, and a couple of long benches lining the walls. A grand staircase sweeps upwards, spiraling out of sight. It looks as though you could be in a museum, you think. But there are no signs, and no other visitors. So perhaps it's a grand house. You wonder where you are, and how you got here. It doesn't quite feel real. The room has a soft, dreamlike quality. Wherever you are, you're happy to be here, and curious to explore further. Before you is a small, angular fountain sunken into the floor. You step closer to admire it. The tiled borders around it are beautifully decorated with painted vines and geometric patterns. But the fountain itself is simple. It's just a square with a single spout in the middle. The water trickles out gently, flowing down into the basin. It's deeply relaxing. You're tempted to linger for a few more moments, perhaps reclined on one of those benches nearby. As you listen to the soothing flow of water, you gradually become aware of other sounds. You can hear a soft tapping and something like the rustling of feathers. You look up from the fountain and are amazed to see a peacock on the far side of the room. It's spectacular, with its large fan of feathers on display, full of shimmering, iridescent blues and greens. For a moment, you simply stand there, transfixed by the beauty of the bird. Its appearance in the room is just as mysterious as your own. Where has it come from, you wonder? From the staircase, perhaps? For the first time, you spot the arched doorways near the back of the hall. They're not doors, but open entrances, two on each side of the room. Both are marked by gleaming white columns and a dazzling mosaic sign. Although you can't read the language of the signs, you notice that each door has a different symbol above the arch. One has a moon, another a shell, the third a flame, and the last has a bird. The bird symbol can't be a coincidence. You look at the peacock, then again at the doorway on your left. Peering through the entrance, you can see nothing but a dark hallway lined with lanterns. You have no idea where it leads, but you're in a curious mood, so you decide to keep exploring. You'll follow your instincts and see where they take you. You walk through a long, dimly lit hallway. There are small alcoves in the walls, some filled with vases and others with beautiful, golden ornaments. In the soft light of flickering lanterns, it's difficult to make out the details. All around you, there's a lovely smell of flowers and some other comforting, familiar scent. You're not sure exactly what it is, but it takes you back in time to a distant memory, a vague recollection of some happy moment.